This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny, on 106.7 The Fan, a couple of minutes after 11. Thanks, always, for listening, but particularly during this weird pandemic. Danny is in his laundry room in D.C. Your boy has a beautiful view of the Chesapeake Bay, looking out the window in Cape Charles, Virginia, of what is a pristine mid-80s degree July morning. Looks like some people are waddling down toward the beach, some kids carrying some little floaties and stuff. Not a bad way to do the radio show today, I'll tell you.
I've got so little file on Cape Charles. I mean, I've never been there. I kind of don't know exactly where it is. I know Virginia Beach very well. I know a lot of parts of North Carolina. You know, whether you go, you're kind of heading west into the mountains. I know Raleigh. I know Charlotte. I know the Outer Banks. I know Wilmington. I know a lot. I know you're south of me. I just kind of don't know exactly where Cape Charles is. It's one of those things I kind of grin and nod when you're like, Cape Charles. I'm like, yeah, Cape Charles. It's in the Cape. You just got to go to the Cape,
I've been
and then you're there.
5 times in the last couple of years, and I don't know either. I know I go across the like a 20-mile bridge and tunnel situation.
Yeah,
I know that, and then I know I'm close. That's about close what
Norfolk?
I got for you.
Are you Norfolk right now?
No, you're not. You're close to Virginia Beach, not Norfolk-y. So you're
close, right?
Well, I mean, close is 45 minutes, an hour? Is that close? I don't know.
I don't know anymore.
Basically, you are, I want you to think eastern shore of Maryland.
Okay.
And then just keep going, and then eventually you hit water, and then you hit Virginia again. That's where you are.
That's so weird.
But here's
what I believe you.
I
believe
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is a ice cream shop named Brown Dog Ice Cream.
Go on.
It's the best ice cream ever. It's so good. So right now with social distancing and everything, they've got these little paws on the ground. You have to wait every 6 feet, and the line gets really, really long because there's so much space between everybody. But to get up to the window, they've got like 5 types every day. They rotate one out, and then there's like 4 staples. And you could do your sugar cone, your cake cone, or you could be me, which is a weird thing about me. Tommy could fire the is it weird at some point. I order all my ice cream in cups, not in cones. I'm a cup guy. How do you feel about that?
I know why you're a cup guy. You're terrified. I mean terrified. I mean wake up in a cold sweat in the wintertime, terrified, of any kind of ice cream or food stuff maybe getting outside of your lips. And you think a cone might lead to that. That's what you're worried about, and that's why you do it.
It would make it more possible for that. It's messier in general, which I don't like. Mm-hmm. The cup is perfect. I also get more ice cream, which is really what it's all about. Because I say to them, I say, hey, lean in here. I got a mask on. Get close. Get close to me. I got a mask on. You got a mask on. Mm-hmm. I say, what's your large? What's your large ice cream situation? I'm like, it's two or three scoops.
A lot, yeah.
I want you to put more ice cream in that cup than you've put in any cup today. And I slide a little dollar bill across the table. And I say, that's for you, young man.
These kids
all work here that are like 15 years old, everyone working at these places. They're here for seeing their grandparents for the summer. I don't know where they come from. They don't live here. Nobody lives here year-round unless you're retired here like my in-laws. Mm-hmm. But I say, this here, this little dollar bill, that's for you. I want more ice cream in that cup you ever put in a cup in your life.
So it's basically.
And then I walk out of there with a football helmet full of chocolate ice cream. It's amazing.
That's right. You bring in a novelty helmet. You're basically straight east of Richmond, according to this Google map. I can't figure it out. I can't figure it out. I'd like to figure it out. I just can't. It boggles the mind. My mind is bottled, is what I will say about Cape Charles.
I know that on the way here, I get to Richmond, and then you go another, 2 hours, and then you're within a half hour, mm-hmm. depending on traffic. When I look it up at my house sometimes, I'm like, how far away is it? It's, 2 hours and 23 minutes. I've never done it in less than 5 hours. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I do.
If you left right now at 2 in the morning, you could do it in 2 hours and 23 minutes. And that might be true, but just carve out 4.5. Right. But it's very, very pleasant. It's very nice. So I'm planning on staying for another couple of days, but Radio Insider.
Radio Insider.
I didn't bring my power cord for my Comrex.
Oh,
somehow when
no.
I was packing everything up, I packed up so many wires that I was just like, I'm going to be extra thorough. I'm going to be Mr. Problem Solver. I'm not going to have any issues. Tommy and Darwin won't have to worry about me this trip. I'm an adult. I can do this. So I'm putting Ethernets in there and all this stuff. And I've got wires. I don't even know what they do. I didn't bring my power cord. So they're supposedly overnighting one to me, but I'm staring at the battery every segment to see if I'm going to get to 2 o'clock before this thing dies. I might have to drive home. Vacation might have been over that.
No.
Lickety-split. I might just have – I don't know what's going to happen. But tune in tomorrow to find out, will Grant Paulson be on vacation or will he be back home with an angry wife and child? That's the game we'll play on Grant and Danny. But we're taking your calls, 800-636-1067, on the Redskins name change. So I have not asked you this question off air yet, and I can't wait to hear the answer, although there's a small chance you're not going to give me one because that's your favorite bit when I ask questions like this. You are Danny Snyder. It's a big change
Weird.
Of name.
Weird.
Big change of name. You're Danny Snyder.
Uh-huh.
What's the new Redskins name? What's the new logo?
People are going to dismiss this. People are going to say, no, you can't do that. Yes, you can, and they should. No one will, though. No one will agree with me, and that's fine. Ted Leonsis should have done this the instant he took control of his franchise. I would sprint to the podium and declare we are the Washington Bullets. Sorry, Ted, you missed your chance. This is the Washington Bullets. It's an homage to people that care about a franchise that's got some history. That name never should have been changed, and it does a number of things. One, it's an excellent name. That never should have been abandoned. Two, it's a little needling at the PC police that think an inanimate object like a name is responsible for any kind of thing other than being its own name. And it's also something I don't have to do very much at all in terms of color rebranding, changing it like that. I'm saying, hey, this is DC. This is history. We've got a history with this name. We're bringing that back at the cost of something else. We're just trading in one thing for another. The Washington Bullets is the name of the professional football team. If Danny Snyder was in charge.
I actually think locally that would play loud.
And that's who I'm catering to.
Now, nationally, I think you'd have some issues, particularly when you go from Redskins where people say, oh, you've got to change your name. That's not good enough. Now you go to Bullets, people go, really? Bullets? So I don't think it's plausible for that reason. And
yeah, it would never happen.
Mentioned.
Yeah, it would never happen.
But locally, it would crush like a Chappelle set. You know,
and that's my point.
Netflix. You know mine. I've already said it. A lot of people don't like it, and that's okay. I'm cool with that. I think Red Hogs would be awesome. I also just think Hogs would be great.
That's my number two.
You talk about the history of this team. Red Hogs is an actual animal. It would be very easy to do into a really cool logo cartoon, like Angry Hog on the side of your helmet. I think it could be really fun. And you don't have to change a lot about whether it's Hail to the Redskins, now Hail to the Red Hogs. Same number of syllables, same beginning. If you want to get rid of the red part of it and just say Washington Hogs, I'd be cool with that too. Cowboys are playing the Hogs this weekend. And, you know, you bring back all the Hogs for the first game and they lead the team out of the tunnel or something or wave the Hog flag, you know, and you could do different things like teams do. Or who's going to bang the drum today? Like, who's going to put on the Hog mask and be at the top of the stadium, like raising some Hog flag or something. I don't know. But that's what I would do. Because I do think it's important for a lot of people that you don't just forget that all these years before this existed. And I think that's one way to ensure that wouldn't happen. Let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067. Joe's in Ashburn on line 4. I've been waiting a little while. What's up, Joe? How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good, Bo.
Doing great, buddy.
Hey, question for you. So is it going to be taboo now when the name is changed to if you go to the game and wear a Redskins shirt? Is that going to be an issue? I think it might, which is kind of sad.
So I don't think so. It's a great question, and I'm not telling you that you're being silly here because I think it's fair and it's on the table. I was actually having this debate with a buddy on a text chain who said he's kind of going to box his stuff up and not wear it this year. I said, well, I don't know. I think if you have Redskins jerseys and you wear them to the game, people are just going to get rid of all their gear. I don't see that. I think you're going to see a lot of gear for a long time, and I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing, but I don't have an answer for you.
Yeah, I know. Just sitting here debating it. I have so much paraphernalia. It's like, what do I do with it? I mean, I don't want to offend people at this point. That's the reason we're changing it. So is it equivalent to, you know, the rebel flag or something like that? I don't know.
We're in uncharted territory.
Thanks for the phone call.
I mean, it's not that. I know that much. But you would be forgiven for not spending $110 on a new jersey or whatever they cost, you know, that week to go to the stadium. I mean, there's a grace period there. You know, eventually it may become retro and you may get somebody who's annoyed at you in like 10, 15, 20 years. I don't think anybody's going to be angry if you show up in a Riggins jersey, right? I don't know.
No. And look, common sense says, just to answer his last question there, that wearing a Doug Williams jersey will never be rocking a Confederate flag, you know, hanging from the back of your car or truck or something like that. I mean, that's just not the same. Those two can't be equated, obviously. But I understand his question and I understand his point. You're changing the name for a reason, no? So if we're saying that the term Redskins and the logo itself and these things are gone and you just keep wearing it. Now, I'll tell you right now, I have no plans on getting rid of all my stuff. I'll have stuff hanging in the house. I've got framed jerseys and things, and I'll still continue to have that in my basement in my little man cave. I don't think that makes me a bad person. Will I wear Redskins gear out and about? Maybe, you know, I'll give this more thought, but my current thinking, I don't really wear Redskins gear now anyway, so it doesn't affect me. But if I'm a fan, yeah, I think if I'm going to a game in October, and I believe they're still going to be the Redskins in October. But let's say they were the Red Tails in October, and I wear my Terry McLaurin 17 Redskins jersey. I don't think anything's wrong with that necessarily. But as Danny said, we have not been here before, and it's a really good question, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that'll tell you that it is wrong. I'm not one of those people that's going to shame someone or right. call you out because you're wearing a jersey of a guy that you like because he's a hell of a dude who played great as a rookie. 800-636-1067 is the number on Grant and Danny if you want to hop in here on The Fan. Grant and Danny on The Fan. Shout out to a young lady named Ebony who bought my groceries for me this morning. She was one person in front of me at the grocery store. I put grapes, bottled water, and whole milk on the belt to purchase, at which point I found out that they'd already been paid for. I said, oh, thank you. You didn't have to do that. And Ebony said, God loves me, so I love you. So I wanted to say thank you to her.
Wow.
For buying my groceries for me.
That's unbelievable.
I thought that was very sweet.
That's incredibly sweet. That's incredibly nice. That's amazing.
I'm not calling out our listeners in the D.C. area, but nobody's done that for me up in D.C. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody's ever bought my groceries.
That's a Cape Charles, Virginia thing, I guess. I don't know.
Wow.
But so now I got to turn around and pay that to someone else, right? I got to buy someone's groceries.
You got to pay it forward like that movie where they pay it forward.
Right. I'll tell someone like they got like one thing. They like put a little candy bar up on the belt, and I'm like, I'll pay for you. Like, you sure?
Let me get you that Twix bar.
And like two carts come. Like, come on, kids. Just $236 in groceries.
You got a head of lettuce in there? I'll get you that.
Just hook the guy behind you at the ice cream stand when you go there inevitably today.
All right. That's a lot. That's actually a great idea. And I paid
ice chips on me.
Ice chips and chocolate ice cream. Everyone's mad at me, by the way, here, because I only get my Brown Dog milk chocolate. I don't do any other flavors.
Yeah, it's irresponsible.
Everyone's very upset.
They should be.
Reagan got a banana pudding yesterday.
Oh,
somebody got some type
of
coffee ice cream. There was like a chip cherry, something wacky. Your boy, milk chocolate in a cup until I die. Let's ride. Give me a platform. Let's rock tonight. Got to do it, Danny.
Or you don't. I'm just saying, you don't have to. You could, and this is a wacky, try something else. You could. I'm just saying you could. It's
Possible.
Ice cream. It's, I mean, it's ice cream.
But
it's not going to be bad.
I'm going to stick with what I know is delicious. It'd be bad, potentially. It's not going to be as good as chocolate. We want to bang out some calls, though. You guys are chiming in, and we want to get to you at 800-636-1067. After years on this station, here and there, certainly not constantly, but as the news dictated of taking calls on should the Redskins change their name, will they change their name, it now seems like this discussion is different. They are changing their name. It's imminent. And we're not asking specifically what they should change it to at this point, but we're getting your thoughts on just how quickly all this happened over the weekend. Real quick, Danny, before we get to the phones, I just want to say that I don't think Dan Snyder's had an epiphany at all. You tell me if you think I'm wrong. I have a hard time believing he's changed his opinion since in 2013, his last public comment, when he came out and said in the USA Today, put it in all caps, I'm never changing the name. I think he probably feels the exact same way as he always did, but this is, you know, him either losing, if you want to call it that, or caving because the sponsorship groups, inspired by the people who are vocally, loudly asking for him to change the name, have told him they don't want to keep giving him money if he doesn't. But I have a hard time believing he's changed his mind on this. Do you think there's any chance that he's come around and has decided that he wants to change the name?
No. Here's what he did before. He said what he thought his fan base wanted to hear. Okay? He thought he was doing something awesome. He thought he was going to get a yeah from his fan base. And within his fan base, some people probably did that, to be honest with you. That's what he thought. Now he goes, well, I'm going to lose money, so I better change it. This is not an epiphany. This is not a come to Jesus moment. This is not a, I realized I was so wrong before, and I beg your forgiveness. Let me try something brand new because I realized the error of my ways. Not a thing. This is a person that has demonstrated his capacity for greed, demonstrated his capacity for being litigious. The millions and millions of dollars they spent in trademark court to protect this thing, that doesn't all of a sudden go, you know what, I was wrong to do that. They would have done this forever ago. They would have holstered their lawyers and their money. He fought too hard for this thing to all of a sudden have it go, you know what I should probably do is just change it, just for fun, because I'm a good person. No, he got his purse strings attacked. That's what happened.
All of a sudden,
he's very, 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 very willing to make this change. Come on, man. No way.
He'll sell it another way, but I'm with you.
Sure.
I think this is simple. We kind of all see how this happened. Line 6, Bill's in King George. Grant and Danny here on the fan. What's up, Bill? How are you?
Hey, fellas. Happy Monday.
Buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, man. So, yeah, I like brown dogs there, Grant. I think that might go. Could probably go with that.
Chocolate ice cream?
As long as they serve ice cream at the stadium, you know, I think that might
go. Put it in the helmet.
Yeah. Ice cream cone on the helmet or a cup, you know, whichever you prefer.
Cup is
no.
Preferred,
so I think,
for sure.
Yeah. I mean, can this year just get any more bizarre? You know,
no,
I mean,
it can't.
No. Well, I'll ask you that question again next weekend. There's probably something else going to happen this week that's going to make it more bizarre. Anyway.
Just throw it on the pile.
It's unfortunate, you know, that, you know, we're in a situation now and all the social issues that are surrounding that welled up to create this environment now where the franchise is basically being forced to change the name. Look, I'm a native in American Indian, immigrant to D.C., been here a couple of decades, and it's never offended me. But, look, it's like you said, it's inevitable, it's going to happen, and I don't know what Joe, one of your previous callers says, would it be inappropriate for me to wear some of my former Redskins jersey or equipment, things like that, to a game? What about the, you know, when they do a throwback game, you know, and they do the throwback uniforms across the NFL for a weekend?
They're not throwing it back to the Redskins.
You,
appreciate the call.
Think, right?
I mean, that's pretty clear. If you're not able to be the Redskins anymore, then you're not going to wear that gear that day. Now, they have a throwback jersey now that's old school that doesn't really have a logo. It's like a brown helmet with dark burgundy and almost like brownish pants, and they could wear that. I mean, they do have the patch on the side that is the logo, which they obviously could just get rid of. So you could throw it back with the colors. You could probably have the R on the side of the helmet or do a couple different things if they want to have a retro throwback day. But, yeah, Redskins, you're not going to see that jersey again when it goes away. There's no doubt on the field. I think the question about what fans do is different because you're going to obligate that everyone goes and buys a jersey or a T-shirt, and unless they have these giveaways where you can come trade in your Redskins gear and they're going to give you the gear for the Red Tails or whatever they are, I don't see everyone just going out right away and buying that merchandise because it's going to cost money. Not everyone has the money to do it. But they're going to make a good chunk of cash on the people who think it looks cool and that like the new logo, who want to be the first people to get that gear, that have the extra cash laying around, that can rock it at FedEx in week one of next season or whenever this name change does come down. 800-636-1067. Answer this question for me when we get to the calls next. Do you think Dan Snyder's mind has changed at all on this? Or is this as simple as him having to cave because of the sponsors threatening to pull out? That's question one. Question two I want to get into with Danny next. How much of a factor is Ron Rivera in all of this? Or does he just happen to be the head coach while it's happening, while this social awakening and move for justice is happening in the country? We're Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan. Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan, discussing on this Monday the Redskins name change with you guys. A couple of lines are open at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. You've got a thought on how involved do you think Ron Rivera is in this change? He's never coached a down for the Redskins, just got here, and yet he is leading the organization through this moment that is going to be reflected for 100-plus years probably. I mean, whatever they change their name and logo to now, theoretically, will be the name, will be the logo for the rest of our lives, everyone listening right now, and perhaps for the rest of the organization's history. Let's go to line five. Harry's in Bristow on GND. Harry, thanks for the call. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Good, buddy.
Great, buddy.
I'd like to see him name the team the American Warriors because that covers all your services and honors our veterans. And also,
so you're,
I mean, my
you're
son
no
on
Washington,
the other
D.C. there? You're taking the city out of it completely?
No, it's the, well, Washington American Warriors, you know, so. And also,
appreciate you. I'll vote for your sons over yours. No disrespect to the American Warriors. That's a mouthful. I mean, what do you go by the AWs? That's just lengthy there. That sounds like a root beer or something like that. But I like Hogskins a lot. I've heard other people say that. I think Hogskins is good. I think anything where you could have a hog, you know, a cool-looking cartoony pig, you know, angry with, like, teeth kind of grizzling at you on the helmet could be a lot of fun. But I've heard people that, for whatever reason, they don't like red hogs, they don't like hogs, they don't like pig skins, which I think could be neat. Like, they want to go either super military. A lot of people, too, Danny, want to really stick with the Native American theme, which is odd to me. Like, if you're going away from that, and I understand that the term Redskins is not a term I would ever use outside of football, and I've always kind of thought that was the line for me. Like, people say, well, how many Native Americans are offended by it? And I go, would you see an Indian and say there's a Redskin? You wouldn't do that. So the term is probably not great, whether they're offended or not. Who says that in any terminology that isn't any jargon that isn't football? But you've seen the Cleveland Indians are saying we're going to assess our name. The Atlanta Braves can't do the tomahawk chop anymore. Like, a lot of these things with these other Native American themed teams are being tweaked. So I don't know that I would stay even in this lane. I think I would just pull off that road completely, get into the exit lane, put my blinkers on, and come back on the road a little bit later on with a different name. That's probably what I would do, but a lot of people want to do Warriors or something like that.
Right. You heard it in the call where, and I'm not ripping the caller at all, but you heard it. It honors this. It also honors this. Then you get this. If you try to thread the needle and honor everything and also make it tied to D.C. and also make it it'll just become unwieldy. You're never going to satisfy everybody. There's no name that's going to just go, oh, that's great, it works. It doesn't. You're going to have a huge percentage hate it, just reflexively because they hate everything. You're also going to have a huge percentage of people say, well, to be honest with you, the old one was better, a.k.a. Bullets and Wizards. But You also, if you try to make it too big and broad, like I've read that Dan Snyder would like to keep some homage to Native Americans without using an offensive term. And also, we're in an area where there's a lot of military presence, and it's the capital of the country, so we got to do that too. You're now doing something that's it's impossible. You're basically saying, hey, walk the tightrope and juggle and, you know, dodge, paintball gun stuff. I mean, it's ridiculous how complicated it becomes. I'm with you. You got to just sort of pick something and know that it's not going to be that popular. Here's what we'll fix. Win a bunch of games.
It's no doubt. It's also possible to say that you shouldn't have a name that is offensive or a problem or a word that is pejorative potentially. You shouldn't have that reaction then have to be, well, then we should honor everybody. Or we need to honor somebody, like the Lions or the Tigers or the Yankees or the Bears. You're not honoring things when you name sports teams always. So you don't have to just zig the complete other direction because people are saying you're zagging. You could pick an animal. You could pick something cool.
Yeah,
I think the
Nashville.
Idea should be. It's nice. If you get bonus points if it's a cool thing that pays homage to the military or reverence and is reverential and respectful to a collection of people or what have you. Great. Right or wrong, and then make it an extra right. I love that. But I think the number one goal for Dan Snyder needs to be to get this right, that the fan base likes it, that people are excited, that they see the logo and they think it's awesome, that they want to post a flag of that logo in their basement wall, that they want to get that fat head. That, to me, should be the goal, because that's how this is going to work. You know, we're still years and years later, when you leave the Bullets to go to the Wizards, as you point out, having the conversation that they shouldn't have done that. Why? I don't think it's because people miss the Bullets as much as the Wizards' name is terrible and their look was not good for a long, long time. So you have to get this right. I really believe that. And trying to appease everyone or trying to make everyone happy, is you're never going to do that.
It'll never work.
So I think you got to pick a cool name and a cool logo that a lot of people like. That should kind of be, for me, where you're at on this. Let's go to Chris in Hyattsville on line two. Chris, you're on Grant and Danny. What's up, buddy? Hopefully your recovery from surgery
How you feeling, man?
Good, guys. When I woke up from the surgery, they kept saying, Chris, do you want us to contact Grant or Danny? You kept mentioning during the while you were under. And
we don't have contact
info. Also, something about P1. I don't know. And I was like, oh, no. So, listen, Grant and Danny, first of all, shout out to Dar City for putting me on the air today. Now, everybody's always talking about my team, the Redskins, and their new name, but they don't know my city. Not the real life ish that's going on the Grant and Danny show. So I'm going to break it down right now with a few Grant and Danny inspired team names for the football team. All right.
All right.
Number one, the Washington Silly Geese.
Oh no.
All right.
I think Silly Geese Number is two. Good, Chris. I don't know if it's going to fly.
You don't want to be known as that.
All right. Number two, the Washington. Did you know Danny played college baseball? The Washington. Did you know Danny played college baseball?
It would appeal to an army of one there.
I've got to say,
finally,
I don't hate that one.
And finally, my favorite, the Washington Carbohydrates.
That's actually very good.
I love that.
You can put a potato on the helmet.
I love that.
I'll take the carbs.
Chris, thank you, buddy.
Cowboys are playing the carbs this Sunday. I hope you get well soon, buddy. Thank you. Just shorten it. 9 carbs out of 10 that game on Sunday. Very competitive. By the way, I got one of those this weekend. But it wasn't a potato. It was, you know, all they have to do is change their logo, and they just have to put a bean on the side of the helmet, like a red skin bean. Got one of those this weekend. Have you gotten any of those lately?
Yeah, it's been a minute. And God bless the folks that do it, because they really and truly believe in their heart. I've come up with this. They think to themselves, watch this. I'll tell the joke that will get the laugh. I'll do the bit that will get people on my side. It's absolutely a thing, and they really believe that they've discovered it. Like, I'm the one who made fire for the first time. No, it's been around since cavemen. We've done this. We did this one back in 2011. We did it in 2010. I mean, it's I feel bad, because they literally believe that they've come up with something that's really funny, and you have to just let them know gently, no,
Well, Darburst said he's gotten two calls just in the last few minutes from people that wanted to do the potato shtick.
Potato shtick.
So not all heroes wear capes, but that's Dar's job today, is to stand like King Leonidas in that narrow passageway with the 300 and get into that phalanx alignment with their shields, and he needs to just take on all the Persians as they're coming at him, you know, to make sure that they can't get through. Anybody calling to say that potato is the new logo for the Redskins to solve the problem, Dar just can't let him on air today.
It's just never going to happen. You're not funny. It's not original. Please stop.
He's not letting him through. He's fighting the good fight. A G&D with you on 106.7 The Fan. We'll get you a double play. We are taking your calls today on the name change. Liz Clark's going to join us at 1 o'clock. She had the big report last night in the Washington Post that the three minority owners to Dan Snyder are all trying to sell their shares and their stake in the team. Plus, a former Redskin, Lorenzo Alexander, joins us at 1:30. Give us a little perspective of what it's like, you know, to play from the team and hear from players around the league that think that the name should have been changed over the years and what he thinks is going to happen. You're listening to The Fan. It is time for our double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Should remind you, we got the two major stories in town we're really covering in detail today. Of course, the Redskins and the imminent name change that seems over the weekend like it's become all but official. And with the Nationals, they shut down their summer camp for at least this one day. So did the Astros. Other clubs around baseball making similar decisions. The Nats last took their COVID tests on July 3rd and have not yet gotten the results back. So Mike Rizzo today sending a statement out and saying to Major League Baseball that he will not put his players and his staff at risk until they know that everyone tested and got the COVID results back clean. But because they haven't gotten the results baseball promised them in the time that baseball said they'd get them, he said there will be no practice today and that the 2020 season could be at risk if baseball didn't clean up its act. So we'll get into that in more detail. But Danny, why don't you give us your double play? What's going on for you? That's got nothing to do with sports.
Will you fire it, Tommy? Fire it for me. One time. Yeah. Yeah. Get loose. Off the rails. Off the rails, Grant Harrison Paulson. Coming up this week on Friday, the Hoorays are going on vacation, right? There's been consternation about it, but we're going to take all the proper precautions, and we've, you know, figured out what we're going to do and how we're going to do it, and we're excited about it, right? So I was basically straying a little bit from the dietary path over the last several weeks, and I made a commitment. I looked my wife in the eye and I said, I want you to help me enforce this. I'm going to be strict because when I take that shirt off at the beach, I don't want the passerbys to be mortified. I want them to go, oh, there's a kind of portly guy, that's but it's not remarkable. And I was good. I was good for about 10 days. And then this weekend happened. I didn't have like all the exact right supplies with me. We went, as I mentioned before, I went to my mother-in-law's, and we saw my brother and sister-in-law for the first time since this whole thing started, so our kids could play together, and you know, we're kind of reintroducing folks to one another. And because I didn't have the exact right supplies, I plunged into the depths, Grant. I had a sundae that I made where I put a brownie down, all the ice cream in the pint tub. Right? The pint's the one that's like supposed to be like four servings. Well, it was one serving for me. And then I topped it with another part of the brownie. I had two brownies and the sundae, and I put a little caramel sauce on there, and the whole thing was remarkable, and it was great. That was just one thing I did once. The bread I ate, the muffins I ate, just an embarrassment. I have no discipline, no willpower. I'm pathetic and sad and disgusting, and I'm self-loathing, and I hate myself. That's pretty much where I'm at after this Independence Day weekend.
Danny Chestnut, you might as well have just eaten the 75 dogs and buns last night, right?
It was so gross. It was so gross. My wife caught me doing it. She was like, really? And I was like, leave me alone. I was
Nosferatu in the corner. Starving.
Yeah, I'm just so I'm like eating in the shadows, like shoveling it down so nobody sees me. Like, what are you doing? What life
you, like,
is
sneak
this?
Into the kitchen when everyone's in the living room and just start throwing things in your mouth and someone comes around the corner and you like look out the window. You
know? Yes. I walked by, there was this like intimate, like these kind of cookies that are dumb cookies. They're not chocolate chip. They're a waste of time. Every cookie that's not a chocolate chip cookie, you've wasted your energy. You could have made a chocolate chip cookie. And it was like, I don't even know what they were called, but there was like a little powdered sugar on top. and they were mildly flavored. They're just okay, right? It's better than eating a salad. And I walked by that thing a couple times. The third lap, I shove one in my fat gullet. I do another lap, I shoved another one in my fat. I didn't even like them, Grant. They weren't even good, but I kept eating them because there was sugar in it. Oh, I'm so pathetic. It's so gross.
Your chocolate chip cookie stance is a me stance. And by the way, it's the correct stance. It's how I feel about cookies. It's chocolate chip cookie or bust. If you're not eating a chocolate chip cookie, then you shouldn't be eating a cookie. But you know that that is a me stance. That's not a Danny Ruye-like stance where you would normally have a bunch of cookies that you like and spices, the variety of life, and you've got to like 15 cookies. It's very me of you to just say chocolate chip or go home. But I like about you.
No, I like, yeah, because sometimes something is just so good. So the, I mean, I've had other cookies and they're fine. There's even really good, like oatmeal raisin cookies, which you would never just sit there and eat oatmeal, and you would.
The worst cookie.
Yeah, if you were a child, maybe you'd eat raisins. My toddler does that. But for the most part, you're not just pummeling those ingredients. You would eat everything in a chocolate chip cookie on its own, and that includes a stick of butter. By the way, I've done it. It's not important when I did it, but I did it. But like there are other cookies, they're good. None of them approach how perfect the taco chip cookie is. It's perfect. It is a perfect thing. So you're basically going, I'd rather have, a nice start from Tanner Roark where he goes 6 1/3 and gives up 4 runs. It's a perfectly fine start. The team's in the game versus Max Scherzer striking out 20. That's basically what you're saying when you go to the Nats game. No. You get Max Scherzer up. Let me see old Scherz stomping around. Let me see him carrying sheep in both arms, snapping off sliders. And darting change-ups at people. That's what I want.
You could give me a sugar cookie fresh out of the oven. You could bake me a sheet of sugar cookies. What do you think is the second best cookie to chocolate chip? Would it be sugar or something else?
Snickerdoodles are good.
All right, give me a hot snickerdoodle right off the baking sheet right out of the oven, and I would drop it on the floor and I'd step on it. And I'd say, Danny, give me a chocolate chip cookie. I'm not eating any of those. Right. No, that's right. I'm eating Oreos. That's about it. Oreos. Thin Mints, maybe? That's the only Girl Scout cookie you'll give me that I won't stomp on the ground.
Oreos and Thin Mints are good. Yeah.
I'm going to pull an Earl Weaver out at home plate, kicking dirt around, just kicking those cookies into the soot, into the ground, into the mud. Until you give me a chocolate chip cookie. There's only one cookie that matters in this world, people. That's it. There's only one. And it's a chocolate chip cookie. He's Danny, I'm Grant, you're listening to the Fan, you don't listen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.